radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the river region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think the big story over the next few days will be somewhat fewer storms on the radar and hotter temperatures. Scattered thunderstorms will still be around well into the evening hours before they fade out overnight. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Then for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, a little hotter each day, like 93 tomorrow, mid-90s on Saturday and Sunday. I think we'll be close to, if not exceeding, the 105 danger range on the heat index. And scattered thunderstorms will still be around. They will be most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, happy hour, and he's talking, well, the market's down 300 points. But the jobs report was good, better.
And Leon's getting larger.
Well, welcome to the show.
And here they are.
And the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. I'm faking it this afternoon, absolutely faking it. And we have a caller already.
Yes.
This cannot be. This has to be an accident. Hello.
Hey, Greg, Papa John.
What's up?
Got a question for Terry.
Okay.
Did you have a chance to listen to that Dana cover house, cover stone?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
If you wouldn't let me hang up, and I'd just like to hear what your reaction is to what he had to say.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Papa John.
Thank you, buddy.
I didn't hear what he was saying.
There's a reverend out there by the last name of Coverstone who claims that he's had visions.
I saw that.
Yeah, you see.
I think it's crap.
I don't know. The Bible tells us that when we get towards the latter days, that men will see, dream dreams and have visions. And
everybody's got an angle to become the next viral. I received that. And it must work, because I must have gotten that video from 50 people. Today, everybody's sending me something that you gotta listen to, but the attachment's not available, so I'm assuming it's something that Facebook didn't like and took off.
Must have 5G in it.
I don't know. But I do have one clip I would like to play, because we just played The Owners by Carlin, and this guy, Jeremy Elliott, kind of echoes some of what you hear in the Carlin clip. Is what you're going to hear in this. So, and it's all about the pandemic and what they're really trying to achieve with it.
What we're actually seeing is the systematic implementation of the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Corporation of the United States. Every major event is a step in the ladder to achieve that end. COVID is just another rung in the ladder, which is why there's a deliberate mixing of all the wordplay. Right? I mean, we should stop calling it, quarantine. That's a term designated for people that are verified sick. This is a house arrest mandated by the state. Mm-hmm. You should stop calling it, social distancing. There's nothing social about forced isolation.
Yeah.
We should stop saying safer at home when millions of Americans don't have basic necessities adequate to fit their needs. It assumes that everybody's home is equally as safe as the people that are making the statements. We should stop saying, this is for the greater good. Right. When you close the economy, killing millions of businesses that families have worked generations to establish, that's anything but good. We should stop saying this is the new normal. That's just blatant mind control drivel. There's nothing normal about forced isolation, treating your neighbor like they have the plague, breathing your own bodily waste, wearing masks, living in constant fear of contamination. That's normal.
No.
I mean, after all, if the virus is so deadly, why hasn't it wiped out the homeless who don't social distance, wash themselves regularly, let alone, live in or have access to a sterile environment? Mm-hmm. Last year, 1.5 million people died of tuberculosis. Why were you not wearing a mask during the tuberculosis pandemic? You were endangering, public health and safety along with billions of other people around the globe. So why didn't you wear a mask? I'll tell you why. Because the mainstream media didn't tell you to wear a mask. Right. And so because though 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis, there was no tuberculosis pandemic any more than there's a coronavirus pandemic. What you're really participating in is a beta test for AI systems and facial recognition. See, these cameras work best when people are, you know, distance apart. Now they're actually testing through machine learning how to recognize, you know, a face that's partially covered. It's also a way to easily determine who's compliant and who's not. Who does the propaganda work on and who it doesn't? Now get this, you know, there's some ironies that are here, right? A society that kills millions of babies a year for convenience has shut itself down to prevent adults from dying. People that on the one hand slaughter babies in the womb by the millions are now preaching to the masses about the sanctity of human life. It's doublespeak, double talk. It's the two-doctrine policy, one for the initiated, one for the uninitiated, one for the inner circle, another for the masses. It's like saying, you know, if I violate the stay-at-home order, I can be arrested, but you're letting convicted criminals out of prison so they don't get coronavirus. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. If there's a real pandemic, does it require, you know, faulty virus models, rigged test results, 81% false positives, inaccurate news reporting, staged hospital overruns, manipulated death certificates? Nope. You know, when the government shuts down, you know, millions of small businesses but doesn't lay off any government employees, it's not about the health. When the state bans dentists from practicing but deems it necessary for abortion clinics to stay open, it's not about your health. When the state prevents you from buying seeds for your garden but allows you to purchase lottery tickets, it's not about your health. An institution that, you know, has the ability to destroy all of Earth through, you know, alleged nuclear warfare should not regulate personal self-defense. You know, an institution that's caught trafficking drugs shouldn't be able to regulate plants. An institution that's racked up $23 trillion prior to coronavirus in debt shouldn't be allowed to manage the retirement fund. An institution that was caught spreading STDs should not be allowed to run health care. If people are really concerned about public health and safety, you know, in general, but, you know, they don't care if people, you know, eat garbage, drink poison, smoke cancer, and take prescription drugs, but think that toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and mask are going to protect them from the boogeyman coronavirus. You know, this is a special kind of stupid that I can't address here. You should ask yourself a couple basic questions. When did you consent from, you know, you creating a government to serve you to you serving the government ruling over you? If you want to know, you know, who's in charge, just think about who you can and can't criticize.
That was excellent.
It was. If you want, I'll post it.
Please
do. With the listen, I've received it from so many people. Gave it a listen, and how nice. I didn't have to edit any F words or any of that out of it. That makes it so difficult.
Yeah, I wish these people would be more cognizant of that, because so many, you can't play them.
No. Yeah. And if these people really want to become viral, media like ours can help that process.
Yep.
But I'm not going to waste time. I'm just, if, as soon as I hear an F-bomb, I'm done.
Same here.
Although I have a Hodge Twins clip. I love listening to them. They're so funny.
They're funny.
Oh, those two black guys?
Yes.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. And I may play something from them in just a minute. Let me tell you what is about your health, and that's Infusion Cryo and Laser. Infusion has so many ways to improve your life. You need a bolt of energy during this relentlessly hot weather. It's oppressive, slows you down. Try 3 minutes in the cryotherapy chamber and be rejuvenated from top to bottom, including mental clarity. If you have been dealing with chronic pain, try the laser or the Juve Light therapy for that. Those work, and they work quickly and are very effective. IV vitamin therapy to help boost your immune system and give you that, you know, if you've been partying, et cetera, 4th of July kind of got to you, and you still haven't found yourself feeling whole, one session of IV vitamin therapy can turn that around for you. And if you've got what we call hard lard, something around the waist that just won't go away no matter how hard you try to get rid of it, try CryoSkin 3.0. It breaks down these fat cells beneath the skin. It's very comfortable. You don't really feel anything until after it's done. And it feels busy there, like stuff is happening. And it
is.
Good. Rich did it the other day and lost over an inch off the waist in one session. Jeez. And our friend Sweet D just loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Go to infusioncrowandlaser.com or call 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner or Lori or anybody on the great staff over there and see how infusion can help you lead a better, healthier life. It's 317, Andy and Hillbilly. You're right after the break.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The runoff election for both parties is July 14th. This is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the rising number of cases, we encourage you to vote absentee. The deadline to apply for an absentee ballot is July 9th, and they must be received by July 13th. If you are voting in person, you must respect our safety rules. The public interest is best served by participation in elections, and the right to vote is essential to our democracy. The virus can't stop our vote.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been clean, disinfected, and safe? Our Janneke yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janneke yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JanneKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janneke, the King of Clean.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis down here at the Capitol Oyster Bar on that beautiful Alabama River, right down here next to the RV park we just opened up. That's right, the Montgomery Marina RV Resort, the Montgomery Marina. There's all kinds of things going on down here. We're easy to get to right off I-65. You take that North Boulevard exit, then take the first exit. It's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right, and turn right again. Follow that to the end of the road. You're going to find us down here on the river. We rent out pontoon boats. That's right. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card and come enjoy this beautiful river. If you hadn't been down here, it's really a good time. Everybody comes back with a smile on their face. We'll cook you up fresh seafood. You can take it along for a picnic or come in and dine with us or take it home, will you? We got a steamer. We steam up those shrimp from Argentina, some big old fat snow crab legs, crab claws. You know, I got some regular old Gulf shrimp, Royal Red shrimp. I know we find you something good out of the steamer, and we can fry it, we can grill it. Y'all, don't forget about the RV park down here. We're ready for you to get down here. Bring your boat, bring your camper. Come join us. We're looking for you. See you soon.
Save on summer favorites at Kohl's. This Thursday through Sunday, take an extra 20% off. Find swimwear for the family, $16 and under. Tops for the family are just $12 and under. And get up to 40% off patio furniture and decor. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, limited contact store drive-up. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Offers valid July 9th through July 12th. 20% off with promo code July Savings. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The diehard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of Advance team members. No appointment necessary. And for a limited time, purchase a diehard battery and enter to win a free Optima battery maintainer and charger. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony Fauci, and everyone's asking if the coronavirus is airborne. First of all, what does airborne mean? You can catch it on an airplane? Gee whiz, you think? You're sitting in a giant metal tube fighting over the armrest with God knows who. No, airborne means the virus can travel through the air like the smell of barbecue. Ever walk outside and go, hey, somebody's cooking steak? Yeah, well, don't. Wear a mask like a sane person. You won't be smelling steak. You'll be smelling your own breath. And if you're like me, it smells like garlic and pesto linguine. But that's better than smelling some stranger's steak, because that sauce might not be A1. It could be COVID-19. So wear a mask, people.
Yeah, wear a mask. I went to North Carolina, and they've got a Democratic governor, and they've got the full mask thing going on. There were still a couple of businesses up there that were closed because their staff had coronavirus. Mm. And I got to tell you, I love it up there. It's beautiful. It wasn't nearly as hot there as it is here. Mm-hmm. But it just sucked the joy out of shopping in the little antique places and stuff like that. And I had to every once in a while, when my back was to the register, pull the top part of the mask down so I could at least breathe some fresh freaking air.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm just not on board with any of this crap. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. They were telling us in March the heat would make it go away. Can't survive in the heat. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they know their ass from a hole in the ground, to be frank with you.
Absolutely.
And I'm tired of it. Andy! Getting angry.
Andy? No Andy?
Andy!
Don't lock up on us, Andy.
Andy?
Andy's gone.
Well, Andy's not all there. No. I don't think he's gone. Hillbilly is here.
Maybe.
Hillbilly. Hey, y'all.
We hear his wind chime.
How y'all doing today?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, great. Hey, I'm doing good. That clip that you played earlier, Greg, please post that. I got to share it.
He did.
I just did.
He did.
Oh, okay, good. And I ain't in a position where I can get to it yet, but I told you next time I called, you'd have a on Messenger. I told you'd have a name to put a face to.
No.
Remember that?
No.
I figured you get so many messages anyway, but that clip was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I hope everybody takes a moment and listens to it a second time. Makes
yes,
more
sir.
Sense.
I'm going to. All right, well, that's all I had to say.
Appreciate
Y'all
it.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Let's go back to Andy. Maybe Andy is back.
Andy?
All right, Andy, we did our best. And, Red Top has a traffic thing, so let's do that.
Yes, sir. Just right in front of...
Wait, hang on 1 second, okay?
What you say? shut up.
All right, now that we have everybody's attention.
Yes, sir. Right in front of the outdoor place, CTE.
Yeah.
Two cars, the northbound lanes of Perry Hill Road are completely blocked, and two cars just whacked the hell out of themselves. Looked like they survived, but all the airbags... It looked like a pincushion inside those cars, buddy.
Man.
So it's a lot, and it's a lot of traffic building up. So
I wonder
folks
if, how do two cars going in the same direction have that kind of a wreck?
I don't know. I have a hard time figuring out. I think one came down the hill and just whacked the hell out of one sitting at the red light.
Yeah, hit him from behind. Didn't see him.
Hit him from behind. I mean, it tore him two cars up. That Prius is all airbag on the inside. So, golly Moses.
To be.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you've got a great crew there to cover for you while you're out of town. And I have great appreciation for that, because when I got married in the 90s, my first marriage, I took my wife to Europe for a honeymoon. And I left the guys in the band in Atlanta in charge of my business.
Uh-oh.
Well, Greg, when I get back, they've done torn up the door on my van. My customers have all dropped me. And I, of course, they let me back in whenever they figured it was me back, but it was like having the Three Stooges cover for me while I was on my honeymoon. So you got a great crowd there, buddy. Feel lucky. And your great sponsors, I've been using the hell out of them. Randy Burkhalter up at Prattville Farm Center got my soil sample. He gave me great fertilizer ideas. And not to mention the rest of the guys, you know, the Sandman, Food Outlet, great bunch of local folks. I try to shop local 100% if I can.
That's great. We really appreciate that. That means so
Take
much.
Take care, man. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. No, I was, I approached the boss because Rusty knows this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad he went along with that plan. But I wasn't going to let him handle you. I had to be back to have Terry Adams. Andy is back.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Man, I just want to welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed your trip. You are a blessed man, I will tell you.
I
got a beautiful daughter. He's doing good in life, and I know you're so proud of her. That's great.
She laughs at me because I said, every time, you know, last couple of years, whenever I visit, we take one selfie and post it on Facebook, and it gets a ton of response. And she just makes so much fun of me. Oh, look at you. You're like a 16-year-old with Facebook, and how many likes you got? I said, it's you. She forgets.
Hey, enjoy those, folks.
She forgets through the stories I've told on the show. She's grown up here half her life.
Well, everybody here knows her more than she realizes.
I believe that to be true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know, Greg. But talking about the gentleman that you played, I probably had 100 people send that to me.
Yeah.
Last night I watched it. I'm going to tell you something. That needs to be the rally call for the Republican Party this year. And everything that man says, everything is pinpoint accurate. Is probably one of the best call out that I've seen in the past 2 years of our government. And if people don't realize what's going on and don't wake up and don't realize that the Democrats, if they're willing to destroy a country, if Hillary was our president today, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
I know.
We would. So just remember that, people. But Greg, welcome back. Good talking to you.
Thank you so much, Andy. Appreciate the call. 328. David Blackman's going to join us next. Lots to talk about there, including the Supreme Court decision, which he says was a good one for Trump. It's just sickening. They just never take their foot off the gas, and this is what every conservative or Republican needs to understand. There's never going to be a let-up. We can't coast. We can't kick back and say, well, we got this. They just don't stop. We are watching a Bolshevik revolution here. Stuff that we fought wars to stop elsewhere, we've got it happening right here.
Yeah, you got BLM admitting that they were trained by Marxists. BLM has turned into a political movement. They're a political party, and they're taking over this country.
They are getting money in piles that I can't even begin to describe. And where's it going?
Well, they made a big mistake. They made a tactical error this past week because they came out and attacked Israel publicly. And Israel now is having all their funds cut to BLM. So this ought to be interesting. See what happens.
I was going to make a correction on something this morning with this lady antebellum, you know, another idiotic. Well, let's change the name so nobody gets offended because...
Give me a break.
Antebellum is an architectural term.
Exactly. Has nothing to do with...
What has it got to do... I mean, yeah, so these homes are built in the South. What has that got to do with slavery? Nothing. This is idiocy at the highest level, and I'm tired of it.
It's like they're trying to shame the South. It's all they do.
Oh, that is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely... We should, you know, we've got this attitude. It's sort of, I mean, it's always been there, but now it's really out of the closet.
Shame on you.
They're playing
God is looking down
on the slavery thing, and the Civil War was not about slavery. Not totally about, it's not what started it.
Anyway, I'm not sure if the Seattle blues singer is suing them for $10 million because they didn't have the agreement hammered out, or if Lady Antebellum is suing this Seattle blues singer for $10 million. Either way, it's stupid.
I read an article that said they are suing her.
That's what I saw, but this says opposite. This comes from our Left Coast pals.
Yeah.
So we'll try and figure it out, but...
I don't know how they could sue her. She had it first.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, you can sue anybody for anything.
Yeah.
It is 3:31, David Blackman in a moment. Lewis Lawn has everything you need to keep a beautiful yard. And the newest product line there they offer there is one that you really ought to look into, especially if you're not into pull starters and things like that. It's the Ego product line, mowers that are self-propel or you push, whatever you decide. And they're battery charged and they last. I mean, you can get your lawn done easily on one charge. Just detach from the station. They have edgers and trimmers as well. Lightweight. You hit the on button and you're good to go. But they'll sell you whatever you need at Lewis Lawn, and they'll support whatever they sell you. They have a full service department in the back to take care of you. Great people at the counter like Chad Sasser and Haley and TJ and more to make sure that you get what you need and get a great price on what you need. So next time you have a need, please pick them. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191, and they're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy all over the city right now. We've got some accidents. They're cleaning up one on Mulberry Street at West 2nd. That's the first street past I-85 on Mulberry on the opposite side of Jackson. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Perry Hill Road in front of CTE Outdoor Power. We have a moderate crash there. Traffic is backed up past Harrison Road. Traffic is backed up the other direction to the interstate. Avoid that area for the next little bit if you possibly can. Also, I-65 southbound just past Highway 31, we have a bad accident there. If you are coming into Montgomery from Clanton or Birmingham, expect a little bit of a delay getting by this accident as they begin to work it. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Right now, you can get $1,200 bonus at anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Choose your vehicle, save $1,200. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we're in this together, Alabama.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings Event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for Business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Platinum Oil Filter for just $22.98. Why does synthetic motor oil give your engine superior lubrication and protection? Because science. That's why. Pick up 5 quarts of Napa Full Synthetic plus a Platinum Oil Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 7/31/20.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Alabama law enforcement agency officials say they investigated 8 deaths during the 4th of July holiday period from 12 a.m. Friday, July 3rd to midnight Sunday, July 5th. ALEA troopers in the Marine Patrol Division investigated 2 drownings, and troopers in the Highway Patrol Division investigated 6 traffic fatalities. And in Tuskegee, a death investigation has been launched after a body was found in the 500 block of North Elm Street. The body was found the morning of July 8th. Tuskegee police identified the man as 60-year-old Charles Belford of Tuskegee. The cause of the death is pending. Plus, Covington County Sheriff Blake Terman says he's tested positive for COVID-19. The sheriff made the announcement in a Facebook post late Wednesday night. Sheriff Terman says other than having no taste or smell, he feels fine and has been quarantined. He says despite his absence, the department will continue to operate as normal. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think the big story over the next few days will be somewhat fewer storms on the radar and hotter temperatures. Scattered thunderstorms will still be around well into the evening hours before they fade out overnight. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Then for tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, a little hotter each day, like 93 tomorrow, mid-90s on Saturday and Sunday. I think we'll be close to, if not exceeding, the 105 danger range on the heat index. And scattered thunderstorms will still be around. They will be most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time for David Blackman, brought to you by...
If you can't make up your mind trying to decide which flavor of Lay's potato chips you want, now they're coming out with the ultimate chip. Get ready for sour cream and onion, flaming hot cheddar, salt and vinegar, honey barbecued lime and habanero dill pickle flavored potato chips. Yep. Every flavor in every single chip, except plain. You don't want to mess with the classic. Unless you want flavor, but you can't decide which one because there's so many. In which case, pick up a bag of sour cream and onion, flaming hot cheddar, salt and vinegar, honey, barbecue, lime, and habanero dill pickle flavored potato chips. They're just on the other side of the aisle from all the Oreo flavors.
And now we go somewhere in Texas, wearing a hat taller than the highest skyscraper in Dallas. The author of DBDailyUpdate.com and our friend, David Blackman.
Please clap.
Way to go, Jed. How
Here
are you?
Hello, y'all. Hey, I'm doing good. How
it's Thursday. We have our partner, Terry Adams, on the show with us, along with Rosie. So if you hear another voice, chime in, which I'm pushing him to do.
Well, I certainly hope so.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Missed y'all on Tuesday.
Yeah, we missed you, too.
Had a chance to spend a little time with my daughter in North Carolina, where in Boone and Blowing Rock's beautiful area, small towns, great little restaurants, lots of antique shops, but I had to wear a damn mask the whole time, and I got to tell you, it did not feel healthy at all.
No, it's not healthy, but, you know, I guess that's what we're stuck with, at least for a while.
That would appear to be the case. Let's talk about your blog today. I noticed, at least this is Fox's explanation, the market wasn't a disaster. It was down a few hundred points. We've been there before. They were blaming the Supreme Court ruling today. Which one? And I'd like you to talk a little bit about the one that you say, even though Trump went on a Twitter rant over it, actually helps the president.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think that decision didn't really impact the market as far as I could tell. I was watching Fox Business most of the day. So here's why it's better for Trump than is being made out. In fact, I think it's a win for Trump, really, because even though the Supreme Court technically said that the grand jury could issue a subpoena for the president's tax returns, they then, in their next breath, say, but we're remanding it to the lower court for reconsideration, and we only considered these two narrow arguments that Trump's lawyers raised in the lower court, and now they're sending it back to the lower court where Trump's lawyers can raise additional arguments, okay? So that's the grand jury part of it. In the same decision, the Supreme Court ruled that, no, Congress can't have access to those tax records for purely partisan political reasons,
there you go.
Which is exactly what's been happening.
Yes.
And so that's a huge win. So now we're going to go back to the lower court with all, you know, how long these things take. That means that no final decision on any of this is going to be made until well after Election Day.
Yep.
And it just denies the Democrats the opportunity to make a big political football out of Trump's tax returns which is the whole goal in both the grand jury and in Congress.
Bingo.
That seems to be it. So if anybody had doubts, or this is what David Blackman does so beautifully for us, straightens us out so we can fly right. I did not get a chance to read the guest blog you had today by Karen Cataline.
Yeah.
I did play a clip that I just sent to you for you to give a listen, because it seems like it's kind of about the same thing. Masking the truth, it's not about the virus, it's about obedience.
Right.
It's
about controlling the population. Bingo. It's about exerting government control over every aspect of our lives. And unfortunately, the president continues to keep pushing Deborah Birx out there. And not so much Fauci anymore, but Fauci turns up on CNN or MSNBC pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And so much of this is driven by the media just pounding on these questions and pounding that we all should be wearing masks, when there's literally zero medical evidence, zero science that tells us these are anything but a detriment to our health.
That's right. Exactly.
And, you know, it's awful. It's really awful. And I tell people, and I've been doing it since March, I wear a mask every time I go to the grocery store, every time I'm interacting, you know, in the public, out of courtesy and just to try to make other people feel better, right? But not because I believe it protects me in any way, because it doesn't.
Right.
And probably, given that I have a heart condition, it's probably bad for my own health. But, you know, these people in the grocery stores, they stayed open the whole time. Right?
Yeah.
Even when we knew literally nothing about this virus and nothing about whether or not anything protects us, they were having to go to work and deal with the public face-to-face every day. And if my wearing a mask can make those people, you know, who have continued to serve the public throughout this whole thing feel safer and feel better, then I'm willing to do that. But nobody can convince me yet, because there isn't any science to demonstrate it, that it's protecting me in any way or them in any real way. So,
you know, it's interesting. My wife works for Costco. She, you know, when you work for Costco, you do or work wherever they tell you. You got to be versatile.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, during the first weeks, maybe more than a month of the shutdown, they were not wearing masks. They didn't require that until later. And she and others said, I cannot spend 8 hours a day wearing this. So they got them the plastic face shields.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're seeing those more and more.
But I got to tell you, I'm doing some antique shopping. And I'm looking at trying to find a price tag. And as I'm doing that, my own breath is fogging up my glasses coming out the top of the mask. And it's like, this is not fun. I am not enjoying this.
No, my wife and I have tried three different kinds of masks, and I wear glasses too, and there's nothing that really works in any better way than the other. So
Terry has an actual gas mask.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Oh, I've had this for as military surplus. I thought about wearing it into Publix because they won't let me in without a mask. So I think I'm going to put this on next time and walk in with it.
Hey, you take it seriously.
Yeah.
And you probably won't have people trying to get in your way.
Exactly.
Wearing that thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Interestingly, though, during the panic buying, when you had lines out the door at Costco and all that, nobody got sick. Nobody got sick with all of that human contact. Then, if I understand correctly, one employee did test positive, but there was no mass shutdown or anything like that.
Well, the WHO keeps changing the rules on us. It's like they learn something different every other day.
The WHO should change their name to...
The what?
Why?
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, didn't they just upend all of the protocols that they set out at the beginning of this thing?
Yep.
Yeah. And now they're saying that the virus, if you're non-symptomatic, that you don't transmit the virus to other people. And, you know, the story changes. It's just like Fauci. The story changes every time Fauci goes on television. He says something that contradicts something he said 2 weeks ago.
Well, he did say at the beginning that the summer heat would kill it because it can't survive. We'd have to worry about it when the weather got cooler. But now they're saying, no, it's you're breathing. It's in your air conditioning system, and that's why people are getting sick. Right. Oh, and today, God, I went nuts on the morning show during a Fox News cast about they've determined that Trump's Tulsa rally resulted in 500 cases.
Oh,
I haven't heard them say blame one case of this thing on riots, mass gatherings, and protests.
Bingo.
Apparently, you're automatically immune.
Yeah, if you're rioting.
Because the cause protects you. It's sickening. It's disgusting.
No, I heard a Democrat talking head on the radio this morning, blaming everything on Memorial Day and Trump's Tulsa rally.
Oh.
I'm like, well, wait a minute. We've had 30 million people out on the streets in massive crowds for a month. Mm-hmm. You don't think that had something to do with it? You know, it's just absurd. And
hypocrisy.
People like that just, it drives me crazy. It just makes me so angry I can hardly see straight anymore.
Same here.
David, I need to ask you to hold. This has become a popular show thanks to you and so I have some business to do. Can you stay for
good,
a second?
Absolutely.
Hang on, my friend. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. I urge you to bookmark it and visit on a daily basis. We are in that, Rich used the word sizzling in the forecast for the days ahead, and it's like today. You don't want to be, walking home into your house and saying, wow, it's hotter in here than it is out there. Who do you call? You don't have to worry about it when you're a Clark's Club member. For $159, you get two annual tune-ups to the system. Gives them a chance to see if there's trouble developing. If it needs a correction or a fix or a part, you get that at a discount on parts and labor. And they're a phone call away, 24/7, 365. And that includes their amazing and talented team of plumbers, many of whom are worthy of appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show of old because they are amazingly talented people. They really are. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Back with David Blackman in a couple of minutes.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Rioting, looting, vandalism. It's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum. Tough. Strong. Conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police in the fight against the criminal element burning down our cities and with law-abiding citizens protecting their families.
I'm Judge Beth Kellum. When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. The tough part is separating fact from fiction. That's where experience counts.
Judge Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and the conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Judge Beth Kellum. Keep Alabama safe. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery 36124. BethKellum.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
It's the perfect time for a powerful business refresh during Dell Technologies Cyber Savings Event. It starts now with up to 50% off high-performance Windows 10 business laptops, desktops, and servers, plus top-brand electronics. It's also your chance to streamline IT and simplify PC life cycles with PC as a service. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 10 Pro for business. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Is that News Talk in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? I guess we could run with that, huh?
Absolutely.
David Blackman, author of DBDailyUpdate.com, is our guest on the phone. We appreciate you joining us on Thursday, since we weren't here on Tuesday, and we hope that you'll be able to join us on Saturday again.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
I need to know, because it was in your blog today at DBDailyUpdate.com, why is it that Joe Biden needs more fiber?
Well, I'll tell you, that little clip that we played this morning is just extraordinary. You know, he starts his statement with, this I believe with every fiber of my being, and then he can't articulate a single complete sentence.
Yeah, he's losing it.
I mean, it's just unbelievable, and people are supposed to believe that this guy is somehow capable of performing the office of the presidency. It's, you know, I alternate between being disgusted and saddened by it.
Bingo.
You know,
yeah,
because
exactly.
He's just a declining old guy.
Bingo.
Like we're all going to be sooner or later. And, you know, when I'm at that point in my life, I'm sure hoping to be getting plenty of fiber in my diet.
Yeah.
If I'm getting to that point, I would hope to be deceased. I would rather not. Hey, look at Shepard Smith going to CNBC. What a great move.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that lovely? I'm sure glad Shep got him a job.
How long is that Biden clip? I haven't had a chance to hear it yet because today's been catch-up day.
Like, I don't know, 32 seconds or
something.
Can
we give it a listen? I want to hear this.
Bonnie knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're posed.
What
I proposed is
we're posed.
It can be
we're
done.
Posed.
I think we're in a position to really make it happen.
What?
And my team and your team are already working closely together to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. On politics like prevailing and look. Huh? I guess I'm taking too much time, but you know.
I'm losing it. That's what he means.
Holy cow. He is getting worse by the day.
We're posed, though. He's posed. He's
yeah.
We're all posed.
Posed or reposed.
Yeah. Believe that with every fiber of my being.
After, at the top of the next hour, I'm going to play the clip that you laid out there for us today, in case anybody didn't catch it, of Tucker Carlson taking apart
Don Lemon
like a Thanksgiving turkey. That was a beautiful thing to watch.
Really was. You know, he could do that every night with Don Lemon or that idiot Fredo Cuomo he could do one every night for the next 5 years and not run out of material.
Amen.
I got to hit you up for one more item today, David. The Trouble with Polls, part 6,572. I appreciate it when you call me hilarious, but you know what? You make me laugh out loud quite a bit.
Well, sometimes I crack myself up, but... yeah, so that poll, you know, and that's Harris Tech is a real pollster, okay? This is not a poll that's created to create a TV news story like the Fox polls. And so, you know, they do this poll, and it's 933 registered voters, not likely voters. And it only shows Biden with a 4-point lead nationally. And all of a sudden, Democrats all over the place are running scared because they know that if you know, if Biden's only 4 points ahead in the polls now, he's going to lose by half a dozen at least in November. But the other part of the problem that pollsters are having that I pointed out in the piece this morning is that most Trump voters are not going to talk to a pollster.
I agree.
In any honest way. I certainly wouldn't. I mean, you don't really know that that's a pollster on the other end of the line.
That's right.
Could be somebody calling to record you and dox you on Facebook. Or you just don't know who these people really are.
Well, we've seen,
seen what they're capable of.
Yeah.
Right.
When you
exactly.
wear a Trump hat or something,
yeah.
you can't do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you wear a Trump cap on the street, you're liable to get the crap beat out of it.
Yep.
Because they won't do anything to people right. that do because you triggered them.
Right, you triggered them. And so suddenly you wearing the cap is the problem, not the idiot beating you up on the street.
Right.
Exactly.
But you know, so how does a pollster really truly ever get a representative sample? They simply have no idea. They have no way of knowing. And they can try to weight the results all they want to, and all that means is they're making them up.
Exactly.
So the polling industry is dead, largely because of the environment of intimidation that's being created by the Democrats and their buddies in the news media. So none of these polls mean anything in any real sense, and we're just going to have to just make sure everybody gets out and votes on election day and make sure this election comes out right.
I think the one poll the one study I've seen that is most significant right now, because the polls, they're just, you cannot buy any. Because everybody I talk to would do exactly what you just described, would not talk to a pollster or anybody about who they're going to vote for. It's too dangerous. And but voter enthusiasm, I mean, it's through the roof for Trump, and it's tepid on a good day for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're not the only people that understand that Joe Biden is not up for the job.
Right.
Most Democrats in their heart of hearts know that this guy is not capable of doing that job. And so they're going to try to run this scam for the next 4 months all the way through Election Day. You've now got Thomas Friedman in the New York Times telling Biden he shouldn't debate Trump without all these preconditions.
Brother.
And it's just because they're setting the stage for him canceling the debate because they know he's not capable of getting up there and debating.
Right. Not at all.
But here's the catch on that, and I know we're running out of time, but here's the catch on that. Now Kanye West is running. So Biden doesn't get up in debate, you're going to end up with Trump and Kanye alone, pounding on Biden, both of them. What's that going to do to the
White House? Wow, what a scenario. I never thought about that.
So they've got a real problem in just thinking they can cancel the debates and nothing's going to happen.
David, as always, we thank you for your time. We appreciate your analysis, and you make me a better talk show host, and I'm very grateful for that. Thank you, my friend.
You make me a better blogger, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, wow. I am done. I'm going home now because
you made his day.
After a compliment like that, it can only go downhill from here. David, thank you, truly.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you
Saturday.
You guys
have a great day.
You too. We are at the top of the hour here, so let's see what's happening on the road.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We got a bunch of accidents to tell you about. 8100 block of East Chase Drive. We have an accident with injury.